The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What does it mean to be in fellowship with God? Do we need to both confess and repent to remain in fellowship? What is walking in darkness? Bob and Ken have some answers for you in just a moment. First of all, this is Grace in Focus, coming to you from the Grace Evangelical Society. We are located in North Texas, and we'd like for you to know more about us. Please visit our website to do that. You can also listen to our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday YouTube videos at the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. Once again, our website, faithalone.org. Now, with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
All right, I have a question here, Ken, from someone named Ken.
Oh, that's a great name. Do you know that Kenneth means handsome?
It does?
It does.
In
seriously,
what language?
Scottish. It's Scottish, and it means handsome. Yes,
okay,
that's true.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question from someone named Ken, and he says, do we need to confess and repent in order to remain in fellowship with God?
And I'm assuming that if it is a besetting sin, like not a, if it's a lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what Ken probably means.
And since this is You're the Ken,
yeah.
we just spent about a half hour after the last show talking about repentance. And Ken was saying, let's say that someone has some besetting sin.
Right.
Right. Whatever it is. Let's say they're a believer and they've had this besetting sin, but they didn't know it was sin.
Right.
Then after, let's say, 9 months as a believer, they become aware of this besetting sin.
They didn't know it was a sin before. Now they do.
All right. Let me give you an example. A guy named Bill Counts wrote a book called Freedom from Guilt, and he pastored a church in North Dallas. And true story, he told me this story. He had a couple that came to his church, a young couple, probably in their mid-late 20s. They heard his preaching and they came to faith. They had been in the church about a year when he was preaching a message, and the passage was talking about immorality, and he mentioned the fact that adultery is sexual relations with someone you're not married to, but they're married to somebody else. But any sex outside of marriage is, in the Bible, it's called fornication or immorality. Well, this young couple came to him and they said, Pastor Bill, we've been in your church for a year now and we came to faith 9 months ago. We just learned today for the first time that if you have sex outside of marriage, that's sin.
And they weren't married, right.
And this couple wasn't married and they'd been having sexual relations for a couple of years. They said, what should we do? Well, his response is, well, you could stop having sexual relations or you could just get married. And they were like, really? We could just get married and that would solve the situation with God? And he said, absolutely. So he married him.
Well, you know, aside from the question, that's a great reminder that we assume people know things, you know, that they don't know. The people in our churches or, you know, particularly someone new to the faith.
There are so many young people in churches today that think unless you're having intercourse, it's not contrary to Scripture.
Well, I would say you have a lot who would say there's nothing wrong with that.
There are.
Yeah, or even homosexuality.
Oh, right.
Because of our culture.
Right.
You know, they would not see that as a sin.
But anyway, what about that couple? I'm going to ask you, Ken. So they came to faith in Christ, and for 9 months, they were having an ongoing sexual relationship, and they were not married. Were they in fellowship with God during those 9 months?
Yeah, we both agree that yes.
Why?
Because they were not aware of it. And that would be true for any sin.
All right, so now they become aware of it. Let's say they become aware of it and they decide, you know what? I know that God calls that sin now. I realize that. But I don't want to get married and I don't want to stop sleeping with the other person, and so they decide, you know,
for
what?
Whatever reason, they're financial, they're sharing an apartment, they go, well, yeah, we're going to stay together.
No,
yeah.
I'm not talking about staying in the same
relations. Yeah, I'm talking about their rationale for keep doing
right.
it. It's just too hard, you know.
Right.
We know it's a sin, but we're
okay.
We're going to
would
keep
they
doing
be
it.
In fellowship at that point if they decided, I know it's sin and I'm willing to acknowledge to God it's sin, but I'm going to keep on doing it for whatever reason. I'm going to keep on doing this. Would they be in fellowship with God?
And we both agreed no.
And the reason?
because the light has revealed this sin to them, but they've chosen not to respond to that
okay.
light. First John 1.
1 John 1:7. Mm-hmm. If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, then the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in the darkness, then the blood of Jesus does not cleanse us from all sin. 1 John 1:9 only works if we're walking in the light.
Right.
Confession is not simply saying that was sin. It is saying that while you are walking in the light and your desire is to continue to walk in the light. I'll give you another example. I was teaching a Bible study for a group of people, and this guy, we'll call him Larry, he talked about when he was in high school, he went to his first kegger, and he was a relatively new believer, and he knew about confession of sins and walking in God's light. And he went to his first kegger and got a little buzz, and he liked it. So the next week, on Friday night, he went again to a kegger, but this time he got drunk. Well, he knew from his teaching at church that getting drunk was sin, so he confessed it on Saturday morning and went on with his life. Well, the next Friday night, he decided to go to another kegger, and he got drunk again. Well, he confessed it. After a while, this became a habit. He looked forward to it and wanted to do it. Not only that, he started going Friday night and Saturday night and getting drunk both nights. But he said he would just get up Sunday morning and confess it, and he was okay. My response to him at the Bible study was, no, you were walking in the darkness that whole time. Because once you decided that you liked it and this was your, going to be your lifestyle, then you're just playing games when you say the words, that was sin.
Right.
Because you don't really agree that that is the darkness. Or if you do, you're saying, I'm like the prodigal son in Luke 15, and I'm not staying at home with the father. I think that's too boring. I'm going to the far country.
Yeah, and so on that illustration there, a person could say, no, I know this is sin. I know this is sin, but I'm going to keep doing it for right. whatever reason.
And then now they're in the darkness. So
right.
the problem is that they have chosen to walk in the darkness.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically, or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace and Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
So right. the problem is that they have chosen to walk in the darkness. So here's my point. We had a conference in, I think it was 97 or 98, about repentance. Our theme was repentance. And Zane Hodges was supposed to give a major message, and he had a heart attack and couldn't do it. So I had to give his message. And in the course of the message, I said, look, we know repentance is not a condition of eternal life.
Right.
Because John's gospel, the purpose of John's gospel is that people might believe and have everlasting life, John 20:31. And yet John's gospel never mentions repentance. Conclusion, repentance is not a condition of eternal life. So this one guy, a pastor of a large church, came to the microphone during the Q&A time and asked me. They said, okay, Bob, I follow your argument there. So let's talk about 1 John. Is the purpose of 1 John fellowship, 1 John 1:3-4? I said, absolutely. He said, does 1 John mention repentance? I said, no, it never does. He says, conclusion. Tell me what's wrong with this conclusion. You don't have to repent in order to be in fellowship with God. I hemmed and hawed. I don't remember exactly if I gave an answer at that time or not, but I did come to realize in talking this over with Zane Hodges that the answer is no, you don't need to repent. Because if you're walking in the light and you're acknowledging your sin, then you don't need to repent. So let's take that couple that's sleeping together. Let's say they acknowledge it's sin, they want to walk in the light, and they're determined they're not going to be sleeping together. Let's say they move out and they're living in different places.
Right.
But they slip up and 2 weeks later, they have sex together. Would they then need to repent or confess?
They would need to confess.
Because they're walking in the light and their desire is to walk in the light, right?
But our discussion is when they stopped, I think you said there's implied repentance, even though it's not, I forgot what word you
Whenever
used.
Whenever we confess,
right,
we have to have the desire to continue to be in the light and to walk in the light.
Right.
If our desire is, I'm just going to play games and say this is sin, but I don't really believe it's missing the mark.
Like your drunk guy.
Yeah, I mean, if he's getting drunk and his whole idea is, I'm going to keep on doing this, he's now gone to the far country.
Right.
But what if this couple keeps on stumbling?
Yeah, I think.
Like maybe, you know, once a week, once a month, whatever, they're doing this. Well, at some point, you would probably, if you're their pastor, you would say to them something like, you have an ongoing problem here. You're confessing it. You're walking in the light. But you probably need to take some more steps, like maybe getting married.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe it's time to get married. Or maybe it's time that if you really want to nip this in the bud, you two move to different cities or something. Because if your desire is to be in fellowship with God and you see you have this ongoing problem, well, try to take steps to eliminate the problem.
Yeah, and one of the other things we talked about is that Christians have besetting sins. And just because you continue to do something and you fall doesn't mean that you haven't. You've agreed that, yes, this is...
It doesn't mean you haven't confessed.
Right.
Because 1 John 1:9 doesn't mention repentance. Mm-hmm. So what I would say is, as long as you're confessing and walking in the light, if you have a besetting sin, if your desire is to please God and to get over this besetting sin, which I grew up in an alcoholic family. I know lots of alcoholics, right? I grew up with lots of alcoholics. I didn't know a one of them that wanted to be an alcoholic. Not one. They didn't enjoy it. They were addicted.
Right.
And I think most people who have a besetting sin, they don't want that sin. So what I would say is you have a lot of believers who are immature believers, what Paul would call a carnal or baby Christians, who have not yet grown out of that. But that doesn't mean they're out of fellowship with God. They only become out of fellowship with God if they choose to go to the far country.
Right. The light reveals to them this is a sin. But they say, I'm just going to keep doing it anyway.
Right. So my point is, I hope this has been helpful. All we need to do is continue to walk in the light and confess our sins. And we don't really repent unless we go to the far country. And going to the far country is when now I decide I don't want to walk in the light anymore. I want to walk in the darkness. At that point, I have a repentance issue.
Well, we hope that is a helpful discussion. It was based upon our previous episode on Acts 26:20. But remember,
keep grace in focus.
Would you be interested in some free ebooks on topics you hear on this program? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, very important, please let us know your radio station call letters and the city of your location. On the next episode, have you heard of the documentary 1946, The Mistranslation That Shifted a Culture? We'll talk about it next time. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.